A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I've been sitting in the garden this afternoon, in the sunshine, topping and tailing gooseberries. And anybody who's ever topped and tailed gooseberries will confirm that it's one of the world's most boring jobs. So, to pass the time, I reflected on this passage from Scripture, and I started by thinking about judging. It's a word that we associate, of course, with the law. The judge is the person who tells you what your penalty will be if you're found guilty of a crime. But nowadays, we use this very same word in other contexts, for instance, in the Miss World competition or in a talent show. The experts, the professionals who decide which of the contestants will go forward to the next round, are called the judges. And then what usually happens is that the general public become the judges, that television viewers can call the program and can vote for their own favorite candidate, and the one who gets the most votes is the winner. So at that point, everybody's a judge. Well, I think we sometimes treat life as if it were a talent show, and it's very fortunate for us that it's not. Just think about it. If it were up to us to choose who gets in, I've got a horrible feeling that heaven would be pretty sparsely populated. Just for a start, I'm not at all sure that I'd get in myself, because I'm sure that enough people have been irritated or offended or hurt by me in the course of my life that the votes wouldn't necessarily be overwhelmingly in my favor. And, well, maybe you have the same suspicion about yourself. But God doesn't judge us that way. God starts with mercy. He starts with forgiveness. He starts with love. And Jesus tells us again and again that that's how we too are supposed to behave towards others. Love your neighbor, he says. Love your enemy. Forgive 490 times, that's 70 times 7. Don't judge. Get the log out of your own eye before you start criticizing the other guy. And he gives us a practical illustration too, as he often does. When he's confronted with a woman caught in flagrante in an adulterous act, his reaction is classic. He doesn't judge her. He says to the people who've brought her in front of him for judgment, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And it has to be said that the accusers are honest, because they withdraw, tails between their legs. They recognize that they are sinners too. And at that point, what does Jesus say to the woman? He says, "Has no one condemned you? Well, neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." He doesn't pass judgment. He doesn't give her a penance to perform. He just says, "Don't do it again." Well, you know, I'm afraid we're not so generous as that most of the time. We're all too ready to criticize, to apply whatever law or whatever rule of conduct we may think is appropriate. But if we stop and think about what we say every time we approach the Eucharist, we don't want God to be as hard on us as we tend to be on one another. Lord, we say, I'm not worthy. Well, of course we're not. Nobody's worthy. I'm not worthy, but only say the word and I'll be healed. I love the Italian translation, which says, say just one word. There you are. One word from God is enough. And he's always ready to say it. Much, much readier than we are among ourselves. Well, you're probably not expecting me to quote Michael Jackson at this point, but that's what I'm going to do. Poor old Michael Jackson. If ever a man was judged by all and sundry, and to be fair, certainly his plastic surgery and his change of skin colour and his Neverland estate are pretty hard for most of us to understand. But there's a song he wrote in 2008 which shows that he had understood exactly what Jesus was saying when he told us, get the log out of your own eye before you start on the speck in someone else's. I won't sing it to you, but this is what Michael Jackson wrote. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Let's take a look at ourselves. Let's make that change. Let's make the world a better place.